Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Well, happy June to you, Bruce.
It is June, and I was skiing yesterday.
Amazing. Amazing. My place up in Utah is under snow right now in June.
It is really bizarre. So technology, it offers a lot of good for us. And in some cases, as we've been discussing already, it offers some addictive qualities. And I would imagine it has completely changed the relationships between financial advisors and their clients, because we can get almost all the information you can get.
Well, that's a mouthful, because there's so many different little pieces of subtopic in just that introduction. Changes the relationships with advisory firms. The potential difference between information and knowledge, and basically the even concept that you even need an advisor anymore. There's even some new trends that would indicate that there may be 5 or 10 years from now other ways of even going about running your money.
Well, look at all the commercials for all the online websites. They make it sound like you don't need advisors.
Sure. Well, you don't need advisors to invest. The question is, do you need advisors to invest well?
Little bit of a catch-22, and I think those commercials try to make it seem like, oh, just go on our website, and you do the research. It's no big deal. You can do it. And
well, it's important to understand how most online brokerage firms make their money, okay? Most online brokerage firms make their money based on transactions, and if you're making money based on transactions, you don't necessarily have to have somebody in a strong long-term investment position. You need to give them access to quick and frequent trading, because that's the way you're going to make your money. And it's very parallel to the casino industry. You know, the casinos want you to sit down, and they want you to stay at the tables or stay at the slot machines as long as you can and pull that arm as often as you can. And so the concept of giving away tools and research and information is great, because a lot of people have access to things that used to cost a ridiculous amount of money for even investment professionals like myself to access, are now a fingertip away and free. But the question is what should you be doing with these things? And so you have to check the motivations of the organizations that you're working with. And there's that old saying, it's follow the money, stupid. Where's the money going? Who's making what? And what are they making it off of?
And, of course, nothing comes for nothing. So just because you're saving, you can make a trade for $7 doesn't mean it's in your best interest.
Well, exactly. I mean, frequent trading is left best in the hands of professionals that specialize in that space, and even they very infrequently do much better than long-term buy and hold and strategic investors.
Where have you found in your business, because you've been in it now long enough to see the evolution of technology in the financial worlds, where have you found it to be both good and bad? Where are the things that actually help you in your business with your clients, and what are the things that are problematic?
Well, for me, research is just, I mean, I can't possibly put enough emphasis on how easy it is for me to pull both fact, figure, and opinion now compared to when it used to be. Now, that's good if you're doing your homework. It's bad if you're looking at the same thing that everybody else is, because what now happens, back when I got in the business, which is over 20 years ago now, it's hard to believe when I say that now, 1990, research was disseminated frequently in paper form. Okay, so a report was issued to a brokerage firm, or it went out in the mail to the clients, and if you were lucky, maybe you got it via fax. Not a lot of people had fax machines back then. I know it's hard to believe, but in 1990, faxes were not prevalent yet in this world. And so you can imagine that if a news release came out or a change of opinion came out, how long it took to disseminate to the public. Now it's a flash. Now it's on CNBC. Now it's out via email. Now it's posted on MSNBC.com, what have you. There's so many different places that this information hits, and it's all going out to the same sets of eyes, ears, and fingers all at the same time. And guess what? They act on it. So you get the volatility that we never had because the information is coming out in one quick blast. And that can create opportunity. It can also create pitfalls if you're on the wrong side of it.
What you didn't answer clearly, and I'm curious because you covered a lot of material, so I would like to know where you find the technology is helping your relationship with your clients.
Well, helping with the relationship with the clients is clearly communication. I mean, we can do really robust reporting that we did not have access to back 15 years ago. To do quarterly performance reporting for our clientele was an ordeal and very, very expensive. And now we can provide incredibly robust reporting reports, and as you know, you get them every single quarter from us, that have meaningful data that can really tell the story a lot better than where we were back 15 or 20 years ago. My ability to do analytics is much more robust today than it was back just 10 years ago. And costs have come down, so we can provide more, we can do more research, we can do it quicker, and we can actually provide it to more people. The downside is, and this isn't for us because we're very much hands-on shop, as you know, but there's a lot of organizations that use technology for scale.
And for what?
Scale, S-C-A-L-E, scale, meaning that they can handle a lot more clients with the same amount of resources. But the problem there is that if you use technology too much, and a lot of organizations do, you can lose, it applies to losing touch with your client. It also applies to losing touch with the research. Just because you can look up next quarter's projected earnings for Hewlett-Packard on Yahoo.com right now doesn't mean that that's research. And so a lot of shortcuts can happen because information is so easily passed back and forth, whether it's from advisor to client or whether it's advisor doing research, et cetera. You basically, you have to understand that there's no shortcut for hard work.
Does that explain why you never answer my emails promptly?
Well, that's because I like to pick up the phone and talk to your warm and shining voice, Bruce.
Comeback. Thank you. Gosh, thank you, Richard. Where's my intelligence this morning? I did have my 14 cups of coffee, so I'm hyper, but it's interesting because you do maintain a good rapport with your clients directly, and yet you do utilize technology. So I actually think knowing you personally, both as a friend and as a my financial advisor, I think your balance is very, very successful. Speaking of balance and knowing you, how can my listeners get your newsletter?
If they want to learn more about North Pier or get our newsletter, first of all, they can always sign up for our newsletter on BruceAllen.com on your website. You guys have a great link for that right there.
On the radio show page, I might add.
On the radio show page, exactly. Mm-hmm. If you want to reach us directly, just send me an email at info, short for information, info at npier.com. That's info at n, like the direction, north, pier, like I'm going fishing on a pier.com.
Terrific. Great having you as the guest again. I love this segment. I learn something each week, as I hope and know my listeners do, Jim. So thank you very much. I'm going up to Mammoth on Saturday. You want to come with us?
You know, I'd love to come, but unfortunately, I have to stay down here and use my technology to do research for you.
That's the beauty of technology. You can do it anywhere.
It's true.
Okay, so you have no real excuse.
But you can't do it from a ski lift now, can you, Bruce?
Yes, you can. Thanks so much, Jim.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, time for another break. This is Bruce Allen of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be back with some closing remarks.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green acres, we are.